Okay, today's daf is Peah Yerushalmi Daf Zayin. Peah Yerushalmi Daf Zayin, and we're still within the sugyas of relating to the mitzvos. We spoke about Kibud Av V'Em. Yesterday we had a lot about Rabbi Yishmael's mother and Rabbi Tarfon's mother. And Dama Ben Asina, and again, this Masech L'Shiurim is sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for all their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we start here on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. We'll start on top. Just one comment from yesterday's Daf. The Gemara said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more makbid on kavod for parents than kavod for himself. Right, because covered for himself, you have all of these mitzvahs to do. Lek etchicha peya maiser v'chulu, but if you don't have, you don't have. And what can you do? If I don't have a field, I don't have to get chumas and maiseris. But when it comes to keep it of aim, so then afilu misavi v'alapsachem, even if you have to go and beg and do the mitzvah of keep it of aim, one would have to do that. So related to that is, in general, ones by mitzvahs asay. Right, it's to the Gemara's you're talking about. What if somebody's ba'ones and if they don't have a field, then there's no mitzvah to give like a chikampeya. If somebody can't do another mitzvah, so we spoke about the past couple of days also, is there a limit? We spoke about a chomesh being a limited tztaka, hamavazbeis, hayavazbe yosemi chomesh. We spoke about shlish on hider mitzvah. All the shiurim came up the last couple of days. But just to mention, not every mitzvah might be affected the same way in terms of ones. This is what we've mentioned in the past from Rav Yosef Engel and Asvin Daraisa Klal Yud Gimel. He talks about, does ones, what we would call, be mafkia the chiyuv, or does ones just poter and you can't do it and Hashem doesn't hold you responsible, but the chiyuv is still there? Right, that's his formulation. And he discusses this in the context, if you remember, in the Mishnah in Gittin. Mishnah in Gittin, Daf Emalav speaks about the case of Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chorin, this man who's stuck, he has a middle status, and he's set half free and half not free. But who's he supposed to marry? He can't marry anybody. He's half free, so he can't marry a Shifcha. He's half not free, so therefore he can't marry a Bas Chorin. And the Gemara says, and just leave him as he is and not be able to marry anybody, that's impossible because there's a mitzvah. And the Gemara Mishnah says there's a mitzvah of Lasheves Yitzara, to populate the world. And ask the Rishonim, ask Tosfos, why don't you say Puravu? What do you mean populate the world Lasheves? Just say the mitzvah Daraisa. So that's based on that. Tosfos answers, we wouldn't free him just for the mitzvah Puravu. We only would free him for Lasheves. So what does that mean? That's where Rabbi Yosef Eichel goes into. He calls it Ben Adam Lamakom, Ben Adam Lachavero, but what he means is Maisa-oriented mitzvahs and result-oriented mitzvahs, which is an overlap. By a Maisa-oriented mitzvah, so then we would say, if you can't do it, you know, Ones Rach, Rachmana Patre, what can you do? There's a Hafkas Achiv, let's say shaking a lulav. Right, shaking the lulav, the mitzvah is the maisa shaking the lulav. So if I don't have enough money, Hashem could consider it as if I'm doing it, as if I did it upstairs in Shemayim, my scorecard. But let's say there's a result-oriented mitzvah, bikur cholam, and I never got to the hospital to visit the person. Right, there was too much traffic and the visiting hours closed. So you're going to tell me, oh, I get the credit for the mitzvah? No, Hashem's not going to hold me responsible, but you can't get the credit for the mitzvah if it's about the result. Right, we're not going to say ones ki'ilu avid in that case because it's all the result wasn't achieved. So you have to look at each mitzvah, you know, how one would do it. Diyesh lachriya pesher davar. Diyesh beiz minei mitzvahs. Mitzvahs v'adu lamakom. V'zeh hasvar no senes. Dina kadosh baruch hu ba b'tshurni yom b'ryosav. U'mechayiv ach es mi sheyochol lakayim ha-mitzvahs. V'anus einu mechuyiv klal. Dina kadosh baruch hu mevakish mei ha-adam. Rak ma she b'yicholto. Number one. Number two, beiz mitzvah shvira adon lachaveiro. Asiyas ma'ake, priyas balchov, v'chadome. Shehu mitzat to'elas chaveiro. Ubevada, you don't say, if you can't do it, you can't build a ma'ake, ein davar ba'atz musa, v'tzorach li'os tevadei nisrach v'nisrach. You have a chiyiv, you just can't fulfill it. Right? So that's different. So the chiddush of the Gemara and Tosfos is that Puravu is more of a ma'isa mitzvah, while Lasheves Yitzara is about the result, about populating the world. And therefore, if you're a chatzi chatzi, so puravu, we might not free you because After all, ones kilu, you did it. If it's a mitzvah ben adam lamakom, as he would call it. But lasheves is about the result, so that doesn't matter. If ones, this chiyuv is still there, and therefore, that's why we would free you in that case. There are many other examples of this as well, but that's related to the Gemara that we just read here, that if somebody is an ones, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not makbid on his own kavod, kavod as Hashem mehoncha, but he is makbid, for kavod zvicha esimecha, one would have to be mechaz mesavev alhab alapsachim. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara of Acha, b'shem Rabbi Abba Barkana, k'siv orachayim pentafales, na'u magaloseha. This pasuk is focused on in the Bavli in Chagiga with a different answer, but the Gemara here says as follows, right? Orachayim, your ways of life, pentafales, you should analyze. To'u magaloseha, your paths wander, loteda. We darshan from there that you won't know the paths, Tilta HaKadosh Baruch Hu matan scharin shall osei mitzvos. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu moved the schar from those who do mitzvos. Kedesh yu osan osan be'muna. We're not going to get schar, and there's another girsa adding, ba'olam hazeh. Right? We're not going to have schar in this world, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saving it. Right, and that way we could do mitzvahs be'emuna. Right, in contrast to yesterday's daf, where Dama ben Nisina, if you remember, got schar right away. That night, he received a paraduma in his herd. But when it comes to tzaddikim, and it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's metalta the schar, he delays it so that we will do mitzvahs be'emuna. What exactly does that mean, be'emuna? So the Mara Folda here as Tudeus, whether it means velo l'shem kabbalah schar. If we would know about the schar of every mitzvah, then we'd only do the mitzvahs with big schar. Right? We wouldn't do all the mitzvahs with little schar. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want us only to perform certain mitzvahs and not others. He wants us to do all of them. So therefore, he didn't reveal the schar of any mitzvah. Number one. Number two, not just about certain ones and not others, but just to do it lishma. Lashon Acher says the Mara Folda, Tiltel, Shlo Gilo Lanu Schar Olam Abba, Mishum Mitzvah, any mitzvah, Kedesh Nasa Mitzvahs Be'emuna, V'lo Lashem Tashlam Schar. Well, we shouldn't do it, as Antigonus Hishsocho says, we shouldn't do a mitzvah Amanas L'Kabal Schar, but Shlo Amanas L'Kabal Schar. Not Amanas Shlo L'Kabal Schar. Right, that was the mistake that the Talmidim made of Tzadok and Baitos, but it's that there is no schar. No, shelo amanas l'chab schar. There is schar, but not to do it with that kavana. We've spoken in the past that there are a number of gemaras in Shas that give off the impression, right? They give off the impression that there are a number of examples where something was done for schar. Right, the Gemara in Brachis in the Bavli Daf Chav Ches, Reb Zeira, it says when Reb Zeira got tired and he couldn't focus on learning anymore, he used to sit at the door of the Bate Medrash at least, so that he could stand up for the rabbis that walk in, va'akabal agra, and to get schar for it. Right, or the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, remember that fascinating story, Bechani Rabbi Yonason were sitting and they didn't know which road to go down. There was one road which had a Beis Avodah Zarah on it and one road that had Beis Zonos on it. Like, well, which is the lesser of two evils? Which should we go down? So one says, let's go down the Pesach Avodah Zarah because we'll be Kovish our Yetz, the Nachas Yitzray. There's no real Yitzhar for Avodah Zarah anymore. The other one said, no, let's go down the Beis Zonos so we can be Kovish our Yetzer and get Schar. So again, you see, there are Amoraim that are doing things for Schar. Or even the Gemara in Sota that we mentioned a couple of days ago, by V'alachta B'drachav. Right after that Gemara, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem says, why do you want to go into Eretz Yisrael? To do the mitzvahs to get Schar? I'll give you the Schar. So how is it that Schar is mentioned here? So there are a number of approaches in the Achronim, the most popular one, is that we're not allowed to do mitzvahs for schar, for mitzvahs that we have to do. But something that we're doing voluntarily, something beyond the letter of the law, that we could do for schar. Right? In all these cases, the person didn't have to do it. Reb Zeira could have just gone to sleep. He didn't have to go and sit by the door of the Beis Medrash and stand up. Right? He could have, it was a beyond. Right? The rabbis walking down the street, they could have just stayed home. They didn't have to go down any of the streets. What do you have to go down any street for? Moshe Rabbeinu was an anus. He wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. He was anus. So in all these examples, one could suggest that it is beyond the letter of the law, and that is why it is you do it l'shem schar. Rav Avadia summarizes this in his commentary Anaf Eitz Avos on Pirkei Avos on the Mishnah. in Pirkei Avos. Shekiva she'enim mechuyavim laleches dafka b'shvil ha'pasuach lebei zonos v'olchem aderech achi mutter lasos amanas lekabel pras. And he quotes this from a number of achronim. And he says, and that's why there's a pasuk that says that by a ger, he quotes this from the Gra, right? Hashem, Naomi, I think, says to Rus, Yishalem Hashem pa'alech utei maskurteich shleima me'es Hashem. Right, Hashem should give you a lot of schar. What do you mean Hashem should give you a lot of schar? Why is she saying that to Ruth? The answer is because by a ger, in a certain sense, everything is voluntary. Right? They came to be misofif tachas kanfei ashchina. Aval rush ha'isak yoreis v'lo ha'isak b'chal gulas mitzrayim. V'kanisa atzma l'chi mitzvah zadishin is gaira. Yecholi levak yischar al avodasa. Ki meritzona hatov bachra b'mitzvahs Hashem yizbarach. So it could be that's an idea about schar, even though it says in our Gemara here that Hashem kept the schar away and we shouldn't do mitzvahs for schar. There's one other idea that might be behind those Gemaras, and then we'll continue, and that is the yisod, the emuna of schar va'onesh. Right, that's one of the yisodos emuna, according to everyone, even according to the Sefer Yikarim, who only has three, not like the Rambam, who has 13, but one of them is schar va'onesh. So maybe a kabel schar in those Gemaras, maybe don't take it literally that I'll get schar, but I'll do this and I believe in the concept of schar va'onesh. Right? Unlike the Talmidim of Antigonus who went off the derech because of that misunderstanding of Tzadok and Baitus, but that could be another idea behind. Okay, let's continue. Rav Acha b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak siv, mikol mishmar nitzar libcha, from all mishmar guard your hearts, ki mimenu totzos chayim, we darshin, mikol masha amru lecha batara hishamer. Everything that the Torah tells you to do, guard. Right? Mikol mishmar, from all, anything the Torah tells you to guard, you should do. She'en ato yodea me'eza mehen yotzi lecha chayim, because you won't know which one gives you life. You don't know which part of the Torah gives you life. What does that mean? This part of the Torah that doesn't give you life. You don't know which mitzvah gives you life. Every mitzvah gives you life. How can the Gemara say that? You don't know which one gives you life. So I saw in the back, the Ta'ava La'inayim, one of the, achronim in the back says, well, we know the Kabbalistic source that many quote, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, and the Aruch Chaim quotes this a number of times, right, that every mitzvah is connected another aver in the body, 248, 365 limbs and sinews, and every mitzvah gives spiritual nourishment and life to that limb. And therefore, we don't know which mitzvahs, you know, give life to which organs. And we want all of our organs to be la'asilavo. And that's what the Gemara is trying to tell us. Which one's going to give life to this and which one's going to give life to that? That's the question. Kaminyan Evarav Shal Adam. Lezeh Yod Shal Astam Tzorach Adam Lizor B'chol HaMitzvahs. So if he yato yodea eze mitzvah, he she keneged ha'ever sha'achayas talibo ve'eilo kayemes chas v'shalom tamus. You don't know which one's the heart and which one's the brain and which one's the lungs. The chulu. So therefore, one has to do all of them because you don't know which one is going to give you life for those organs. Again, but of course, every mitzvah has to be done. Right? We don't judge levels of mitzvos, as the Rambam tells us, as we'll see soon. First, let's continue. Amar Rabbi Ba Bar Kana, Hishva Kasuv Mitzvah Kalos Shebekalos, Lo Mitzvah Chamur Shebechamuras. We know the Torah equalizes one of the easiest and one of the hardest mitzvahs. Mitzvah Kalos Shebekalos Eshiluach Hakan, just sending away, shooing away the mother bird. Lo Mitzvah Chamur Shebechamuras Akibud Avaim. Right, a difficult one. Ubishteng Siv Varachta Yamim. That's Varachta Yamim, Arichas Yamim. So you see, the Torah puts them together equally. Amar Rabbi Avun, Ma im Davar Shehu Kpriyasachov Ksiv Bolaman Yitavachalaman Yarichan Yamecha. If something that is similar to Priyasachov, what's Priyasachov? Repaying a debt. Kibbutz Avim is as if it's repaying a debt. Because that's part of the nature of Kibbutz Avim. The Sefer Chinuch says on the midst of Kibbutz Avim, it's based on the obvious Hakar Satov. Imagine what parents did for us, even just bringing us into the world. Even if that's all that they did, bringing us into the world, so that would require us to have infinite Hakar Satov to them. But the language of this Yerushalmi, I don't think this is in the Bavli, Priyas Chov, I just don't remember, repaying a debt, so if that is Arichas Yamim for that, so Davar Sheyesh Bo Chisar and Kis, Vesika Nefashos Lakoshikin, so if you get arichas yamim for just repaying a debt, which is, so to speak, appropriate. So something that's beyond that. Something that you spend extra money on, chisar and kis, and seek, and you're misaking your nefesh for. What does that mean? Sakonas afashas, pikuach nefesh is doche ol mitzvahs. So, two avatzibilities. The Mara Fulda says, in cases of shas hashmad, that everything, time of religious persecution, so then everything is, pikuach nefesh. The others say, maybe bris milah, is dangerous, or so, pruvu. There are a couple of mitzvahs that are dangerous. So, if something that's dangerous like that, lakol shekein, surely one is going to get schar for. And the Gemara says, you could say exactly the opposite also. Amar Rabbi Leva, vuhu deraba mina. That's like the word adaraba. Right? Vuhu deraba mina. You can say the opposite. That, gadol hu davarshu priyas chov, mi davarshu You might think something that is a prias chov is more chamor. What do you mean it's more chamor? So the Minchas Olas on the back said it's kind of like gadol mitzvah v'yosa. Something that you have to do is going to get more schar. You have a greater yetzahara not to do it, Tosfos says, and therefore the Gemara has two dayas in which direction it goes. In which direction? Is it a kol shekein that you're going to get schar for shiluach hakan? Or is it a kol shekein that you're going to get schar for kibud avim? Right, both of those. But either way, those are the two that the Torah compares and gives arichas yamim. The Rambam that I was alluding to before is the Rambam in the beginning of the second parak of Pirkei Avos. That's where the Mishnah says, Ein ata yodea matan scharin shel mitzvos, right? So therefore, that's why you have to do all of them. And the Rambam says, what are, havizola mitzvah kala kala chamura? First of all, what's a mitzvah kala? That's, again, in the world of Rambams, right? Speaking Hebrew. Lemidas lashon hakodesh. That's mitzvah kala. And simchas haregel. That he says, Ein ata yodea matan scharin shel mitzvos. Shekol hatorah, Mimena mitzvahs asei, mimena mitzvahs lo sasei. Mitzvahs lo sasei are a pir shakasav onesh. Lo sasei, we know the hierarchy. We know there's no punishment, and malchus, and kares, and mitzvah shemayim, and dalav mitzvahs bezdin. There's a hierarchy. But when it comes to mitzvahs asei, there's no hierarchy. Right? We have kibud avim, and we have shiluach hakan. Avo mitzvahs asei, lo piris char kolachas mehen. Mahu lefnei Hashem. Kidei sheneida mahein achamuro, so mahein lamate mehemena. Elatziva lakayim davar ploni, vadavar ploni, velo hodi eschari zameim, yoser god lefnei Hashem. And that's why you have to do all of them. And that's also why, basis for halachic principles, that's why osik b'mitzvah, patur mina mitzvah. We don't decide that osik b'mitzvah chamura, patur b'mitzvah kala. And that's why we say, ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs. And that's why we say, mitzvah b'aliyat chatach mitzena. All of these principles are based on the fact that we don't judge which mitzvahs are greater than others. Shekol mitzvahs aseh shatam motzeh shachayev es ha'over aleh achiyev chamur. Teda shebekiyumah aseh yischar gadol. One has to focus on every one of the mitzvahs. Again, the Rambam talks about that's the basis for halachic practice. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Tani, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Kishem Shematan, Schar Shaveh, Kach Peronasan Shaveh. Just like the Matan Schar of doing these two mitzvahs of Shiluach HaKan and Kibud Avim is equal, so to not doing them will cause the same problems to the person. Matam, what's the source? Ayin, again, it's a remez in this pasuk. Ayin Tilag La'av, V'Savuz Likhas Aim. So we darshan from there. The first half, ayin shehiliga al kibud av aim. Lav, if someone, an eye that scoffs at kibud av aim, it doesn't take that mitzvah seriously. And we darshan likas, bizas, tavuz likas is like bizas al lotika ha'aim alabanim. Somebody makes fun of that mitzvah, which has so much symbolism. The Ramban has a lengthy piece, and the Sefer HaChinuch has a lengthy piece about Shiluach HaKan. Is it Rachmanus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is it something else? Rabbi Adam missed the Mishnah Maseches Brachos that you can't just say it's Rachmanus of the animal. On the animal. So if somebody has this attitude of scoffing kibud av aim or making fun of shiluach hakan, the rest of that pasuk says yikruha arve nachal, the ravens should gouge out that eye. Remember the pasuk is talking about ayin. Meaning it should be punished. Yavo orev shehu achzari, the raven that comes that is known as a brazen animal who does not take care of his children. V'yikrena, and he should peck out the eye. V'al yehanem imena, even though the raven himself will not get any hana from it. V'yochlua b'nei nesher, and it'll be eaten by the b'nei nesher. Yavo nesher shehu rachman v'yochlena v'yehana mimena, and he will get benefit from it. So again, punishment for not taking those mitzvos seriously. Interesting, Gra, the Vilna Gaon, makes a comment. Again, all of these comments are from the Talmidim. The Gra didn't write any of the Svarim on Chumash himself. But the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, after the Akedah, Avram Avinu, now I know you're a Yirei Shamayim. Now I know you're a Yirei Shamayim. And the question is, what do you mean, now he knows a Yirei Shamayim? Isn't that, you know, Avram Avinu was known as the Oev Hashem. What do you mean, in order to mean Atoya Dati? Avram was a Tzaddik beforehand. So says the Gra, Ein Shleimus Nikar Ba'adam, Ela Kishiesh Lo Shtei Midos Hafuchos. Shleimus is when a person, an Oved Hashem, has opposite Midos that they reflect. Kigon Midos Rachmanis V'Achzarius. Like compassion and brazenness. Why? If we only follow one Midah, then maybe it's because that's our natural tendency. We're a compassionate kind of guy. So that's why we act compassionately. Right, not because we're an Oved Hashem, and Hashem tells us to be compassionate. We're a compassionate kind of guy. But if there was a mitzvah that we would have to be a little brazen, then we wouldn't be able to do it, because that's not our netiyah. Only when somebody does midas hafuchos would HaKadosh Baruch Hu know that now it's Shleimus HaAdam. So Avram Avinu, who always does chesed, and now he did this act of the Akedah, which is the opposite of chesed, which is a maisa achzari that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him to do. So now, ataya dati, now I know that you are complete in your avoda. And that is why, says the Gra, the two examples given in our Gemara, Shiluach HaKan and Kibud Avaim, which on the surface, Shiluach HaKan seems like a little brazen, right? You're taking the eggs, the mother bird is going to be upset. While Kibud Avaim is chesed, is rachmanus. So dafka, those two together will reflect shleimus hamaisa. And that's atoya dati, says the Vilna Gaon. Beautiful. Relating to those two ideas. We continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yana, have a yasvi, a yisivin, Rabbi Yonasan, and Rabbi Yana was sitting. Asachad barnashvin, ashik vigloid, Rabbi Yonasan. Somebody came and kissed the legs of Rabbi Yonasan. Our mother Rabbi Yana, matibu have a shalom lechav min yomi. What shalom did you do for this person? He came and kissed your legs. Amar le, chadzman, one time, asa kavar li al brei, one time he complained to me about his son, to yuzunine, that he wanted his son to support him. His son was a rich guy, and he wasn't giving him, you know, supporting him with his regular needs, so he complained to me. Va'amrisle, and I told him, izel tsur kanishta ilaveu bazite. Go to shul and basically scream at him in front of shul, in front of everybody. Right, and that way, you know, he'd take it to heart, and he would give you food. Let's just finish this for a second. Amar le, v'lama lo kifitine. He's saying to this other rabbi, why don't you like force him? Right, why don't you force him, put out like an edict? Amar le, v'kofin le. Right, do we force in such a case? Amar le, v'adai not lazu. What, you don't know this yet that you force? Yeah, you should force. So chazeh be Rabbi Yonasan. So Rabbi Yonasan was chozeh rav kavish shmua mishmei, and he started teaching that rule, that halacha, in the name of Rabbi Yonai. Okay, stop there for a moment. Pashas, he told him to go to shul and just to embarrass him, just to call out in shul in front of everybody, and in that way one would be able to get what he needed. This Yerushalmi is quoted in Rishonim. The Rashba has a tshuva in Dalad Nunvav, and it's also the different girsos here. That it seems that in the days of old, sometimes let's say somebody has a claim against someone else, properly, Reuven against Shimon. So he'll go to shul and he'll be able to stop the davening in order. And say, I'm not leaving. He's going to go up to the bima and not let the chazan go up to the bima until Shimon pays me. And like the whole shul will then won't have a choice, and they'll have to get involved and get the person who's chayef to pay. It was called ikut fila. So this could be a source for that if you have depending on your girsa. Here it just says itzel zur kinish, go to zur kinishta. Right? What does zur mean? Kinishta. Go to the shul ubazite. So this could be the source of that. The Rashba again writes this in Dalid Nunvav. He writes this from the Yerushalmi. It's a case where, it's a case where a son was refusing to support his father. And the Rashbis, and there was a case where he should have supported his father. So he says, yeah, go to shul and start screaming and go. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, we don't do this anymore before Baruch Hu to stop the davening. We do this before Kriyas HaTorah. Before Kriyas HaTorah, they used to, you know, we're not laning until, They quote this. I never heard of this these days. They quote this in the name of they say there was on one time on Yom Kippur there was somebody who was taken captive and they needed money to get him out, and it's because Nefesh Reb Chaim on Kol Nidre night went to the shul and said, "We're not starting Kol Nidre and still we have all the money collected." He thought it's because Nefesh, we're not davening until he got all the money collected, and he went to the governmental official on Yom Kippur. Right, so that's a case where they said they stopped the davening. But this could be the source for that. Either way, he said, go to the shul and at least announce it so he would be embarrassed. Asa, Rav Yaakov bar Acha, Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, Mishir, Rav Yonasan, Shekofen, Esaben, Lazun Asaaf. What did they announce? That you force the son if the father doesn't have enough. Remember, we learned on the last daf. Is it Mishal Av? Is it Mishal Ben? But in the case where the father can't, then it's Mishal Ben. Am Rav Yossi bar Bun. Halavai haven kol shmuatza baririnli. Halavai, all of my Torah should be clear to me. Kahada Shekofen, Esaben, Lazun Asaaf. Like this one is clear to me. It's a sugya that we started to discuss. You force, is this forcing because of kibud av aim or because of tztaka? And either way, it seems to be against a different rule of the Bavli. The Bavli says whenever the schar is written in the Torah, Bezdin doesn't force. That's called ma'an schar betzida. It's a Gemara Maseches Chulin. So does the Yerushalmi argue on that? Or is tztaka different? Tosva says in a few places, in Ksuba said Baba Basra, maybe tztaka is different because tztaka also has a lo sase. Lo sa'ameitz as lavavcha. So if it's a lo sase, then maybe we would force, even if it's a mitzvah sase, shematan schar betzida. Okay, let's continue. As we know, there's a lot more here in these dafim, but we just do what we can. Gemilas chasadim, dechsiv, the next one on the list is Gemilas chasadim. Dechsiv wrote, if stock of a chesed, yim sochayim, stock of a kavid, somebody runs after stock and chesed, finds kavid, kavid ba'olam hazeh, v'chayim ba'olam haba. Rishol bar Rav Yitzchak, havi nasiv shibashta, v'havi mekalis kumikalia. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak used to take a hadas branch and dance in front of the kala at a wedding. Rav Ze'era Chami, Rav Ze'era used to see him. Umit Rav Min Komi, he used to hide from him. He was a little embarrassed. It sounds like the Gemara in Ksubis, if you remember it. Omar Chami, Lahadein Saba, Echu Mavislan. And Rav Ze'era used to say, how is he embarrassing us? Look what he's doing. He's dancing. Gadol Adar dancing with a hadas, v'kiva de damich. And when Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, when he died, Havitzlasha and Kalanu Barkin Ba'alma, there was 3 hours of crazy storms. Nafkes Braskal and Abaskal went out from Shemayim V'yamra. Demich Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Gomel Chasdaya. You know who died? Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, the Gomel Chesed. That was the title that the Baskal gave him. Nafkin Lemigmo Lechesed. Go out to Shom Chesed, meaning everybody should go to the Levaya. Nachtis Ishta Min Shmaya, a fire went down from heaven. This Havidas Kimin Shibsha Denur Bein Arsa Letzibura. The fire separated between the coffin, or his Aron, and the people. And what did the fire look like? A Shibsha Denur. A fire, a Hadas of fire, right? Which showed that this was appropriate what he was doing. Fahavin Biryasa Amrin, and people said, Chavi Dedain Saba, look at this old man, the Kamis Le Shabishte. Right? His Hadas, stood up for him. His Hadas, showed Simim and Hashemayim that this was appropriate. Again, similar to the Gemara Ksubis talks about other Amoram that did dances and juggling and even took the Kala on their shoulders in one case, but obviously, that's a unique context in there. But here it just talks about the Hadas. Vava shalom ben lechaveiro. And bringing shalom between man and his friend. Dechsiv sur meirava say tov bakei shalom v'radfeyu. Right, run after shalom. So I looked that up. It's the beginning of the ninth parak in brachas we had. Rabbi Yochanan went with a friend to the cities in the south to try to make shalom. Bakei shalom. Baksheyu bimkomcha v'radfeyu bimkom acher. Seek out peace in your own place and run after it in another place. Amar if tevyoma nema redifa redifa. Ma redifa shnemer lalan. So we compare Chesed and Bakei Shalom. It's in this world and it's in the next world. V'talma Torah Keneged Kulam. And Torah is Keneged all of the ones. The last line in the Mishnah. Rebrechia, Rebchia. Keep in mind, these are unbelievable. These aren't just Peyav Dafim. These are, Agadat Dafim. We have three more Dafim like this. And then we, on Yudim Abayz, we get back to Peyav. You remember. Rebrech, but this is also Peah. Rebrech, Yever, Rebchia, Devar, Kvar, Tchumin. Chad Amar, Afilu, Kol, Olam, Kulo, Eino, Shove, Afilu, Devar, Echem, and a Torah. Anything in the world, nothing in the world is parallel to Torah. The Chad Amar, Afilu, Kol, Mitzvoseh, Shal, Torah, Eino, Shove, Zodar, Echem, and a Torah. Even all the other mitzvahs, not just all the other Gashmi things in the world, even all the other mitzvahs are not connected to Torah, and that's what the Gross said, we quoted back on Daf Aleph, about Talmud Torah connected Kulam, every moment is a separate mitzvah. Rabbi Tanchuma, Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra, Chad Amar Kada, V'Chad Amar Kada. Right? The Gemara in Chagiga also talks about this, that's why if it's Efshar Laso said, Yacherim, we let somebody else do the mitzvah. And we keep learning. Rabbi Abba, Avuid Rabbi Abba Mari, B'shem Rabbi Acha, Kasev Echad Omer, V'kol Chafatzim Lo Yishuvah. One pasuk says, all of your desires are not equal to it. V'kasev Echad Omer, V'kol Chafatzecha Lo Yishuvah. All of your desires, not just all desires, all of your desires. So we could darshan, these are parallel to the two shitas that we just said. Right? All of your desires, that's talking about, Chafatzim Elo Avanim Tovos Margolis, all desires that includes everything in the world. Everything in the world, nothing's connected to Torah. Chafatzecha, your desires, Hashem, elu divrei Torah. Dechsev ki ve'el chafaz dinum Hashem. And even so, Torah is overriding that. Says the Gemara, we end off with a fascinating story. Artavan shalach l'Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Artavan, which Pashtus is a, right, the Marafolda says it was a non-Jewish prince in the days of Rebbe. The Pnei Moshe here says it was a Yehudi chashuv echad. But most assume that it was a non-Jew. Right, Artavan sends to Rebbe Chad Margalitova Atimiton. He says priceless jewel. Atimiton means, right, it's priceless. You can't it cannot be estimated. So he sends him a priceless jewel. Amarlan, he says to Rebbe Danasi, Shoch le milo de tava de kvase. Send me something back that's equal in value to this item that I just sent you. So he sends him a priceless jewel. So what's he gonna send back? Shoch le chad mezuzah. He sends it back a mezuzah. Says a mezuzah is priceless. Amalei mana shalchus lecha. What did I send you? Milo delesle timi. I sent you something that doesn't have any value. Vad shalchus le milo d'tavachad polar. And you sent me something that can be bought for a couple of dollars, right? So what are you sending me? Amalei says Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. You don't understand. Chafatzecha v'chefsi lo yishvuva. No. Nothing in the world compares to what I sent to you. You send me something that I have to guard. I send you something that you go to sleep. It's going to guard you. So you have to know, what I sent you is priceless. The Achronim talk about this Gemara. Are you allowed to send a mezuzah to a guy? Right, you're allowed to give mezuzah to a guy. The Be'er Sheva has a tshuva where he talks about this Gemara. Sounds like, yeah, as long as you know he's not going to be mevazit. But the Shulchan Aruch talks about if you know non-Jews are moving into your house after you got to take off the mezuzahs because you don't know what they're going to do to it. They're going to be mevazit. But maybe here he's dafka giving it to be mechabit him. So he knows he's going to take care of it, and that's why it would be okay. Either way, this is a fascinating story, and we'll have to stop here.